22 minutes past 7 o'clock, and the Gauteng provincial government is now set to reopen taxi ranks and routes in Soweto following the signing of a peace deal between rival taxi associations. The ranks and routes were closed in March following violent clashes between the associations. The signing of the peace deal between the Nansfield Dube West Taxi Association and the Witwatersrand Taxi Association follows a series of urgent meetings between the two and the Gauteng Roads and Transport Department. On the line, we've got MEC for Roads and Transport, Jacob Amabolo. Good morning, MEC. Welcome to 702.
Good morning to you, Ray, and to all the listeners, and thanks very much for the opportunity.
Now, it's great. I mean, I love the energy. I love the initiative in sorting this out. There was a peace deal, I think, signed or signing ceremony at the historic Hector Peterson Memorial yesterday. What sort of hope do you have that this is going to stick this time? We're not going to go back to gun violence.
Yes, let me just thank you very much for that positive feedback. Indeed, immediately after we were sworn in, I made contact with a taxi association, which is National Taxi Alliance, because the two rival taxi associations belong to one mother body taxi association. So it was very strange for me, and I engaged them to say, how is it that the two associations belonging to one mother body could engage in such acts of violence, put lives of people at risk, and just inconvenience commuters? And it was in that context that we agreed on a principle that just as our country was built on a negotiated settlement, let's demonstrate confidence in talking. And I said to them, the solution will work far much better if it comes from yourselves. And it was in that context that, unlike in the past, this time, it were them who set and proposed an agreement and put it. We didn't impose anything on them. And I believe this is groundbreaking in the sense that it's them who are saying this is how we want to operate. They have asked us to support them with providing them with identity stickers. This has never been requested before, and we will make sure that we give them security or stickers with security features. And I just heard that you're speaking to Minister of Home Affairs, who are asking government printing workers, the custodian of security documents of government, to give us stickers with some bit of security features so that they are not easily duplicatable.
Yeah.
The agreement is good because they are saying we will put on the disputed routes about 200 taxis, with one taxi association, Water, giving 100, and the other one giving, which is Nandue, giving 100 taxis. So in total, you'd have only 200 on the agreed upon routes. That, for me, is wonderful because it actually means there's unity between the two taxi associations. But obviously, law enforcement is going to be, again, a decisive factor in the sense that we need to see Metro Police, SAPS, traffic officials, all of them being on the routes. I myself, I'll be visiting the areas. We will set up a mechanism so that if there's anything that comes out, we pick it up. So in that sense, for me, I think tonight we'll be meeting with the community at 5 o'clock to hear what they have to say about this and to give them feedback. But also just for the taxi association, yesterday they were apologizing. So in this sense, there are new things that are coming out. And to answer your question, for me, this is a unique agreement. It gives us a new opportunity. But we will hear what the people are going to say today.
Yeah.
And on that basis, I think we should be able to bring great relief to the people of Soweto. They need public transport. It affects the lives of people very badly.
Well, it does. And that also brings me to my next question. When will these routes reopen? Because it's not now. It's later this month. Am I right?
Next week, Tuesday. So what is next week, Tuesday, the tire should hit the road. The reason for that is we are finalizing with government printing works the stickers. We are also sorting out a technological capability that should be able to support our operations. Law enforcement should be able on the road to check, is this the taxi sticker, the sticker that we gave to this particular taxi, is this the driver, is this the permit that is dedicated to this sticker? So all those details we need to integrate into one solution so that, so to do all that, we need this few days so that next week we can issue them with the stickers, but also just to allow the long weekend, June 16, to pass. We were doing this in memory of the people of June 16, 1976, and we're saying to the Taxi Association, we've seen enough blood in this country.
Yeah, yeah.
You don't need any person to die. You don't need a gun to make business and to make money. You can run your taxis as good business without bringing violence.
Exactly.
Without bringing paramilitary units on there. And enjoy your lives and support your families and look forward to good
MEC,
times.
So I couldn't,
these are the points that we're making to the Taxi Association.
I couldn't agree with you more. Gauteng MEC for Roads and Transport's Jacob Amabolo. Thanks for joining us on 702. Now, here's a question. Are you a taxi commuter in Soweto? I mean, how has the closure of these routes affected you? And also, what alternative transport arrangements have you made over